B-Pod Studios.
Steve is on the phone. He's looking for Allison, who he said he's been seeing for 3 to 4 weeks, and all of a sudden she's ghosting him. But this is why I always ask the follow-up of what did you do? Because his version of seeing her for 3 to 4 weeks isn't what you think.
Okay, well, the truth is that we've been seeing each other for the past 3 or 4 weeks, but I've only really actually been able to see her, like, twice. Because I don't know what it is, but I've been sick, like, off and on a lot lately. So I think it's just, like, because there's been so much space in between us seeing each other, I think that she, I don't know, I think that maybe she thinks I'm bluffing about being sick or something. But the truth is that, man, like, I was laid out like a dog, like, for, like, I got sick, like, twice at least in the past month.
All right, so that explains it a little better. Like, he's saying they've been seeing each other for 3 to 4 weeks, but in her side of it, she could be like, yeah, I've been kind of talking to this guy for 3 to 4 weeks, but he's been blowing me off most of the time, so clearly he's not interested, so he can go suck a fat one. But maybe it's something else. Let's find out.
Hello?
Hi, is this Allison?
Who's this?
Allison, my name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And if you give me 30 seconds to explain, I could seriously make your day for the better right now.
Okay,
real quick. We got your phone number from a guy who likes you and would love to take you out on a nice date and see if he could sweep you off your feet. And the reason that we're calling you is because we're willing to pay for that date.
Wait, someone called you?
Yes, a guy that knows you gave us your number, and we're offering you.
Who is this?
Oh, the guy. I'll tell you the guy. Do you want me to tell you the guy's name?
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Yeah, I'll even tell you the name because you know him. So, it's Steve.
Oh no. Yeah, no, hard pass, thanks.
That dude's
disgusting, so no. I don't want to think about him. I don't want to talk to him. I absolutely not. No, thank you.
What did he do? Can you at least tell, okay, how about this? How about you tell us why you don't want to go out with him so we can explain it to him so he'll get closure and leave you alone?
I went back to his house and I went to his refrigerator to grab something to drink, and it looked like he has, but just, like, the refrigerator was stocked with what looked like lemonade jars or something, and I picked one up and opened it. Dude, I'm not even kidding you. This dude's entire refrigerator is stocked with jars of piss.
Jars of what?
Wait.
Hold on.
Okay,
slow
down.
Okay, Allison. Okay, first of all, Allison, Steve's on the phone, and you weren't supposed to jump in yet, Steve.
Right.
Thank you very much.
I don't know.
Hold on. Can we get the story from her?
Yeah. How about that? Okay, Steve.
Hang on, Steve.
No, Steve. No, we'll give you a chance to talk. We need to hear Allison's side of the story. So stay quiet for a second. Okay, Allison, he's on mute. So you found jars of piss, you said, in his fridge?
Yeah, does there have to be more to that story? I mean, is that it?
I mean,
kind of, yeah.
I mean, are they, is it, okay, I guess we can bring Steve back on. Okay, Steve, you're back.
What the, oh my God. Okay, look, it's like,
is it your urine or is it other people's urine? Are you collecting other people's urine?
Look, I've been so sick and I heard from my friend who's like this holistic doctor that if I drink my own pee, that it will help my immune system. And it actually freaking worked. That's like the crazy thing is that if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be better right now.
That's the worst answer
ever.
It
really is.
Just what a girl wants to hear.
I didn't know you were sleeping in my fridge. I had no idea that that's what you did. It took me, I had to drink my own pee for a week, okay?
Ew.
Oh, God, I can't believe I have questions.
How much?
Are you knocking it down like a shot? How are you doing this?
You can't. Well, it's like I couldn't drink it when it was hot, so I had to put it in the fridge to cool down.
Okay, this is too much.
On ice.
Like, I was going to vomit it up.
Yeah, why don't you do piss ice cubes and then just put it in your regular juice?
Listen, I had to mix it with cranberry juice, okay? Like, that's the only way you can drink it.
I had cranberry juice when I was... Please tell me there was no piss in it.
No. It was, no. No. Wow. The cranberry juice container is just cranberry juice.
Yeah, okay. So, Steve, before I ask her, is there anything else you need to let us know?
No.
Like, what
are
you
doing?
Like,
happening.
What are you doing with your... Where's your crap going?
This is
f***
you, man. This is stupid.
F***
you, dude.
Well, hold on. Let me... How you guys say f*** you? What if she said... Allison, would you like to go on another date with him?
No.
No? All right, well, I guess you could say f*** you to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.